Okay, so we'll go back to our nectar of devotion. Please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, there was some there was a little need to clarify last time discussion on aprarabdha karma. So I'll repeat this just briefly, just to clarify what is what, because there was some confusion due to some misinformation given. So I'll just briefly repeat just the essential points from previous presentation. The confusion comes when the same Sanskrit words is used for two different terms, so there was a little bit of misunderstanding. You know, later on I understood by questions that there was some misunderstanding. Here we were discussing, if you remember, here we are discussing six characteristics of pure devotion. Kleshagnin Shubhata Moksha Lagutakli Sudurlaba Sandranandava Sheshatma Sri Krishna Karshincha. Okay? And six characteristics are, first one is Kleshagni, gives relief from material distress. Kleshagni. So kleshas are defined. Distress. Distress comes from sinful reaction, papam, bijam from sinful desires, and avidya from ignorance. Rather opposite. Because of avidya, we got sinful desire and then do sinful activity and then we get sinful reaction for that. Okay. So then Shloka said that this first one, sinful reaction, papam, are two kinds. Aprarabdha, unmanifested reaction. And prarabdha, manifested reaction. What does it mean? Prarabdha means all the reactions which we are going to experience in this lifetime, which we are experiencing and which we are going to experience. Prarabdha refers to this lifetime. Aprarabdha will not manifest this lifetime. It will manifest next lifetime and other lifetime. Okay, so two type of reaction. You got the sin. It's not that immediately you'll get. No, it will be manifested when time, place, circumstance suits for reaction. Correct? So, these two types. And then, now the path, how this aprarabdha from unmanifested becomes prarabdha, that is given in the shloka, aprarabdha phalam papam kutam bijam phalon mukham. And the point was given, kramenaiva praliyata vishnu bhakti ratatmanam. So, how this from unmanifested reaction comes back to manifested, how it fructifies. We are speaking about the reaction now. Okay. Aprarabdha, unmanifested reaction. Kutam, dormant reaction. Bijam, seed-like reaction. And phalon mukham, just awaiting to take effect. This is how Prabhupada defined. So just to clarify this a little bit, people don't get confused what is what. Okay, let me see here. Okay. First thing to differentiate. You see here, in this definition of kleshas coming from papam, bijam and avidya, this bija is sinful desire. Okay. Due to ignorance, we identify with body. And then we are looking for anandam. We are made of anandam. We are looking for rasa. But now you are in ignorance thinking, I'm this body. So we are looking for bodily rasas, mental rasas, gross and subtle rasas we are looking for. So we develop desire, sinful desire. What is sinful desire? Remember what is definition? What is the definition of sinful desire? Any desire which is not for pleasure of Krishna. Remember that one? So sinful desire, whether pious or impious, desire to go to heaven, is a sinful desire. Desire to give charity is a sinful desire. Why? Because I'm helping others, so I'm enjoying it. That's all. It's the best. It's a subtle sense gratification, but it again is selfishness. And what is the reaction? You get good reaction, you go to heaven, but it's still reaction. Still you have to take birth and fulfill that karma. Good karma, bad karma, both are bad, because they are not for Krishna's pleasure. Okay, so here, just see this chart and try to see the difference. Here, these are desires born of ignorance. Sinful desire in the heart. Okay. And then, when this desire pushes us to do papam, we'll get reaction. Manifested and unmanifested. Now, reaction is divided into four stages. From unmanifested, you do the papam, but not immediately, Prabhupada said. You get disease. Fever doesn't manifest immediately. Prabhupada gives example, cholera or any other disease. In Nectar of Devotion, he gives any lecture, he gives cholera or something. Huh? No, this is example of other bijam, and this is where you are messing up. Wait now. This is not the point. That example is given that even if you are, you see, sinful desire is in the heart. Okay. So, the example of venereal disease, Prabhupada say, disease which is transmitted by illicit sex, is what? That man gets disease by illicit sex, and he goes to doctor, and disease is stopped. But his desire in heart, this bijam, sinful desire in heart, is not removed. So he will go again for sex, again get disease. So what is use? Didn't help him. Treatment helped temporarily, but did not remove desire from heart. This is example for that bijam. Don't mix. Now this bijam here is example another given. What is example? Well, best thing is to open the book and stick to the book instead of all kinds of charts and powerful presentation which are not, you know, accurate. See the book. Here. Where is the example? Page 6. Prabhupada mentioned, I'll read first paragraph again. Please follow now in the book. Where's your book? In computer. You don't like the books. Okay, here you go. Those effects. You see that? I'm reading. Those effects. Can you see the paragraph? Okay, I'll read. Hear this. Hear carefully. Those effects describes effects, means reactions of sin. Now we are speaking. Okay? As almost mature, refer to the stress from one is suffering at present. This is, and I read, and the effects laying as a seed are in the core of the heart, where there is a certain stock of sinful desire which are like a seeds. The Sanskrit word kuta means that they are almost ready to produce the seed, or the effect of the seed. An immature effect refers to case where the seedling has not begun. From this statement of Padma Purana, it is understood that material contamination is very subtle. Okay, now hear this. Prabhupada just described this. Aparabdha, Kutam, Bijan, Falon Mukam. From unmanifested, stored in the heart as a dormant, Bijam in the form of seed and Falam, just like a seed growing. Just manifest. Okay, hear what Prabhupada say. In the beginning, its fruition result and how one suffers such result in the form of the stress are part of great chain. When one catches some disease, it is often very difficult to ascertain the cause of the disease, where is originated and how it is maturing. Okay. Now, the suffering of disease, however, does not appear all of a sudden. It actually takes time. And as in the medical field, the precaution's sake, the doctor injects vaccination to prevent the growing of contamination. The practical injection to stop all this fructification of the seeds of our sinful activity is simply engagement in Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada gives this example of disease does not manifest immediately. First, you don't see it. Aparabdha means, first thing, I do sin in this lifetime. It will not be manifested in this lifetime. It will manifest in next lifetime. So this is called aparabdha. It is stored in the heart. It is called kutam. It is stored. In kutam, you can't see what is it. Okay. And when is going to be manifested in that lifetime? When, okay, some reaction. I kill somebody. This is not going to be manifested this lifetime. So it's called aprarabdha. When next life comes, it was carried with me in the heart in the form of kutam. Because remember, in time of death, mind goes with you. Heart goes with you. It's carried in subtle body. It's there in the subtle body. Reaction is stored. It's called kutam. When this reaction is decided by karma, nadaya, and eterna, that is going to be manifested in that lifetime. I am speaking about next lifetime. We are living next lifetime now. Okay, I brought it as a kutam, but now it is going to be manifested this lifetime, and then it becomes bijam. Bijam is just beginning to manifest and influence your mental state, subtle, and then when manifests and grows, it's called phalon mukham, given phalam. So we are speaking here about the reactions. Okay, so therefore this example is given different. Example is given, disease doesn't immediately mature. You see? So here we are speaking, you did papam, and this is how reaction will manifest. This is reaction. See, the unmanifested reactions. Manifested reactions. Okay. Aprabdha, next lifetime reactions. And then, life after life. Not that all kutams will be manifested in next lifetime. Some will be manifested in many lifetimes. And this lifetime, whatever we do, we are filling up that aprarabdha stock. We are filling, putting in the box. Filling. And again, according to karma, nadaya, netra, according to what you did, next lifetime, kutam, bijam, phalon mukham. Then next time. So, aprarabdha and kutam, both are unmanifested. You can't notice them, you can't see them. But bijam and phalon mukham are considered prarabdha. They're already manifest. Although bijam is in the form of seed, still can be detected because if mentality will be, sufferings of the mind will be noticed then. Just like you get disease. I got mosquito bite somewhere in Rajasthan. Nothing happened to me in Rajasthan, but I was already carrying it. Undetected, absolutely. Then first symptom, little weak at evening, a little kind of something. But in morning, heavy fever. So you see how it went. Aprabdha, kutam, bijam, phalon mukham. So this is, you see, the example is different. That example is given that although he was doing prayaschita, he counteracted the suffering, but he didn't remove bijam desire. And that bijam is this bijam. This is reaction, this is desire. And this is very clear because the visions are completely different. And therefore you will see, after discussing this phalon mukham, Prabhupada continues speaking next paragraph. He speaks about this seedling in the heart, bijam in the heart, you see? Here, next paragraph. Next paragraph, you see what is in chart. Next paragraph. After we finish aprarabdha, kutam, bijam, phalon mukham, next discussion will be bijam. And this is exactly how it's discussed in Bhakti Rasamrita. First papam, one bija is discussed there, reaction. And then this bija. Okay, so this must be clear that these are two different things. Okay. Now, reactions are complex and they influence each other. This is next step. This is different. Now, I'll just read now to explain this bijam. The example of Ajamila is given. Now what is the point? He did duties of brahmanas. He did his karma. He had a jnana. But both of things did not remove some desire he had in the heart. Therefore, when he saw prostitute, he could not resist. This is what is mentioned here. Ajamila, who began life as a fine and dutiful brahmana, but in his young manhood became wholly corrupted by prostitute. At the end of his wicked life, just by calling him Narayana, Krishna, he was saved despite so much sin. Sugade points out that austerity, charity and performance of ritualistic ceremonies for counteracting sinful activities are recommended processes. But that by performing them, one cannot remove the sinful desire seed from the heart. as was the case with Ajamila in his youth. These sinful desires can be removed only by achieving Krishna consciousness, and this can be accomplished very easily by chanting Mahamantra. So now we are speaking about this bijam, you see. And then again example is given, that venereal disease. You can counteract it. So what is the point? The point is a song we were singing. Bhagyana, karma, prayashita, you can counteract aprarabdha. Those who are not manifested reaction of sin, you can counteract them. It will not happen in the future if you counteract them. But this bijam in the heart, this is not removed by them. So person again will do sin. No? And went to the example of Brahman in the lecture, that impersonalists go to Brahman, but because he didn't get rasa with Krishna. He has no material desire, but still he has no rasa with Krishna. That pushed him to get a back taste for material rasa. Then he become philanthropic, then he opened hospitals, then he feeds the poor. He must taste the rasa. You see? This is, you see how everything is linked. The lecture, the point, the purpose, everything is same philosophy. No difference. Okay, so I just wanted to clarify this because there was some, this is very, because Sanskrit word is same, but it's given different chapter, different definitions. It's very clearly delineated that these are different. Now, because it's very subtle, there is a link between all of them. It's not that there is no link. Link is there. Because one time you do sin, then that strengthens this sinful desire, enhances, increases your ignorance. And then tendency is to easily again do sin. This is in everyone's life experience. No? This is experience everyone's life. For example, Guru Maharaj, given one example of that, he said, that was told to him by Divya Prabandha Prabhu in Croatian war. The first time when Croatian soldiers went to attack Serbs, you know, they were living together for years. Politics came, one village Croatians, one village Serbs. And every village they were mixed people, you know. So what was the point? That war started and, you know, they split. They put borders between villages. They'll put, simply cut huge trees and block the roads. And nobody could go to each other's village. They know each other all their life, you know. But because of politicians, the agitation was they hated each other. Now these are known people. These are not, they never see them. They know them by name. But now they are classified Serbs. And like, you know, this, I don't know, whatever, you know. Sometime in between India, you know, like Karnataka and Tamil Nadu, they burn buses there in Hosur, you know. You know, though they are all Indians, you know, but they are, you know, Tamil, you know, Canada or whatever, something like that. It's the same thing. This is the same Yugoslavians people. They live in the same country. Now they're split, Croatian Serbs, by influence of politicians. So now, the Serbs threw some bombs on the city and they want revenge. But they never killed anybody in their life. They got the guns, they got this, but they could not, they know these people, they can't shoot. So what they did? They drank like anything. They got drunk, they went to village attack and start shooting. And first night, nobody could sleep. They were all dreaming, oh, I shoot this one, I kill that one. And, you know, they were so disturbed. And then the soldier says, the second time we went, less nightmares. Third time, fifth time, we like it. You see, this is what it is. More sin you do, more inclination to do sins. This is a problem. You know? So this is a problem. It's not that one time you do sin and you correct yourself. If one time you break principle, then there is a tendency that you will be weaker one to maybe you'll go break it again. You know? Just like a mind of the girl. If mind of the girl, that's why girls are married before puberty comes. When puberty comes, mind of girl should be fixed on one person. Then this is for all life. Bas, done. Fixed. But if mind of girl is already fixed on somebody, and then something happened, change, no, fixed on somebody else. Then there is no guarantee that girl will not go for somebody else again. Because already mind is corrupted. This is problem with sinful acts. Therefore, I told you that example, no? One time you steal, you go to jail. So legally you are free. But tendency to steal is there. This is a problem. So Papam threatens this one, this bijam. You see, the sinful desire heart is threatened by this Papam. You know? And therefore, when new crime is committed, police go first to see old criminals. Because they have weak heart. They already did it, he'll do it again. And how many times? Just read in the morning Prabhupada's letter. He's sending to one of the disciples, "Oh, you are a very important member in our society. I'm so disappointed that you again went smoking ganja. How these old bad habits came upon you again?" No? So it's very difficult for a person who never smoked, that after practicing bhakti, he will go for smoking ganja. But people who had bad habits before, they'll be pulled by those, unless they're fully purified in the heart. You see? So therefore, yeshan tvam tagata papam, those who are free from all papams, easily they can pick up bhakti. Those who are not free from papam, they can also practice bhakti. From sattvagun, rajagun, tamagun, it's not a problem. But tamagun people have more problem, more pulling, more pulling, more pulling. If somebody was addicted on heroin, it's very difficult for him to chant peacefully and to practice bhakti. It's pulling him, because these are deeply rooted, these sinful desires, bijam. But bhakti is so powerful. Tat hridayam can purify from the heart. Shrinvata svata krishna, punya shravana kirtana, hridayam to stokya badarni, we don't know what to say. Last time we read all the process how to purify. You know? So this is the thing, that once you got to join this, your liver is affected. Now after that, very careful how you use oil for long time. No? Another pepper who was never affected, person who was never affected, he can eat. But person who had joined this and just after 2 weeks you give him puris fry in oil, oh, he will get pain. You see, because it's affected. So this is, everything is linked very subtle way. But one should know how it works. No? But one should not mix things. You see, so Prabhupada gave two different examples for two different bijams. You see, now you are okay, you are cool. Yes. Embarrassed now, I'm calling. No, everybody. Is that clear? Is that okay? Okay. Yes.
Is there any reason that it goes from avidya to bijam and then the reaction goes to non?
Yes, because the kleshas coming from sin. And that is manifested. If you see Prabhupada's purport, Prabhupada gives it like this. I'll show you. The last is giving avidya as the ultimate cause of it. First, why you are suffering? Because of sin. But the ultimate root is, it's said like that. That's all. You know. And this is also how discussion goes. That prarabdha will be neutralized by bhakti. Bija will be removed from heart by bhakti. How? Ultimately by removing ignorance. So it's very systematic, so it's very nicely presented, you know. You understand? Here Prabhupada writes immediately at the beginning of the purport. Okay. See how Prabhupada said. That Rupa Goswami says that distress means klesha, from sinful activities are due to both sins themselves committed and sins committed in past lifetime. Okay. Generally one commits sinful activities due to ignorance. You see how it's presented. Same thing. Why you are suffering? Because of sin and sins you did in past lifetime. You see? And what is the cause? Due to ignorance. And the last one, on the end of chapter, how to remove ignorance is discussed. So it's a systematic. Okay, I will show you again chart. Last time I showed a circular chart and people get confused. So I want to clarify this one. This is the last one to clarify. Last time I showed this chart. Okay. Klesha Agni, no current. Great. This is another klesha, no current. They will start generating in a second. So yes, there is a cause, ultimate cause is described at the last, you know. The thread is there because of klesha. But look, we don't have to know all these details. What we have to know, whatever papam we did, bhakti will purify it. And don't commit again papa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Jagai Mother under condition. From now, no more sin. So Prabhupada said, any sin can be erected. Doesn't matter you're coming from Lecha country or you're Yavana or whatever papam you did. Now you chant Hare Krishna, follow four principles and don't commit any further sin. This is condition. And Prabhupada writes to that same devotee, what I tell you, that he caught him smoking ganja. He says, one time okay, two times, how many times I can forgive? I like you very much. Save a little so hard. It's difficult for me to be angry at you. He writes in very nice letter. Heartbreaking. I think he just came back to the temple after reading the letter, you know. But, you know, Prabhupada warned him, but you have to follow. There's no question. Otherwise, you will live like other devotees left before. What can I do? You can't. No compromise, Prabhupada. You know? So he said, one time, two times, how many times I can forgive? So this is the point. No, apichet sudaracharo bhajati mam ananya bhag. If comes from the weakness of heart, Prabhupada writes there. If it's weakness of heart, it's some old habit, attachment, previous reaction, you do something wrong. Apichet sudaracharo bhajati mam ananya bhag. Still you want to serve, you know this is wrong, this is forgiven. But if you all the time do same thing and ask, how many times? One time, okay, no problem. Second time, third time, phoop, maya slips. Punishment, reaction will be there. No? So this is the thing. So this is the distinction, how it works. Anyway, okay, you can see like this. I'll turn around, then you can see easily. Anyway, this all is not working really. So I can disconnect. You can see it's a big... You just came? Amazing. If I did before. So, what is the point? The point is, became manifestors. It's easy to understand. We're speaking about reaction. Okay, got it? See the screen. Kleshagni. Distress comes from avidya. Because of ignorance, we have material desire, which are sinful desires, and we do the sin. Because of that, we get two types of reaction. One will be manifested and one will be unmanifested. That's all. And you practice Krishna Bhakti and both are removed. Now from unmanifested, aprarabdha, how it become manifested, that is explained. It is carried in the form of kutam. Kutam will mature in next life in bijam, and that will become manifested. This is what it is. It's very simple. Because I put in circle, people thought, oh, it's going on again and again. Put it like this. Same thing. Papam have two reactions. Aprarabdha, prarabdha. How to come from unmanifested to manifested next life is like this. Kutam, bijam, Falon Mukam. Falon Mukam means Falam, means Prarabdha. It's the same word used. Falon Mukam and Prarabdha is the same. So these are just steps. How reaction hit us next lifetime. This is step by step. So Bhakti Raksha Sridhar Dharmada said, yes, these are the three stages. Yoga says, these are two stages. But they're the same. Falon Mukam, Prarabdha is the same. There's no difference. Is that clear now? Shila Prabhupada ki jai.